So to the caller then, when he was being a little bit irate, what was it that he was missing the point on? Why shouldn't he be outraged at?
Okay, easy, easy. It's great. We love patriotism, wonderful. It's gotten America where it is today. We're all slaves. We love it. Yes, it's wonderful. It's caused contrast. Contrast is good. Sandpaper is good. Sandpaper takes the rough edges off. Our only issue is you cry peace in the name of war. We're here to tell you officially from non-physical, you can't kill them all.
Okay.
You will not make them behave. You can't even make your children comb their hair. You can't make them tuck their shirts in. You can't make them wear shoes the way you think is appropriate. It's very ironic. Well, maybe ironic, but it's very ironic that the very ones that are trying to straighten out those Middle Easterns and Middle Easterners and save them from themselves can't even run their own households right here at home. We think that those freedom fighters ought to get their freedom in their own households. They need to get your country. If you get your country straightened out, then you can take on to helping everybody else with theirs. It's interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting that in the name of freedom, you can forfeit all. Why is it your job? Why is it your job? Why is it your job? Who made you more powerful than those individual creators in their own world, in their own world?
Isn't there an evolution of thought and experience after all of these years to understand that everybody can unify behind the concept of freedom versus a concept of tyranny, so that when we see finally if all this reflection of our dual presences and all this stuff, that we can finally see that the contrast created with oppressive violence is something that we can all join and fight against. I mean, because it's...
Yes, but you're fighting against fighting.
Yes, because that fighting has been brought to us.
Well, was it now? Was it now? Oh, was it now? Who put the resident power over Iran in power? You didn't like the Ayatollah Khomeini. So who did you put into power? Saddam Hussein.
Yes, but Saddam Hussein's character already existed. And we...
Oh, did it.
And
oh,
we... That's why we embraced him, is because he was a nerd. I mean, not a nerd. He was a feisty individual.
Uh-huh.
And we had him come in and rule with an iron, with an iron fist. Yes,
yeah.
that's
so
true.
How's that work? How's that working for you?
Well, it's... But the point is that, yes, the United States has gotten in bed, and Bob could talk about how bureaucrats and power brokers get in bed with people that they don't like. I mean, Bob, all the people that are on your council that you work with, do you like them? Do you shoot pool with them every weekend?
I do not like them.
We love and appreciate all of them.
We love and appreciate.
And even your caller, the words from your caller were perfect. They were perfect. It's a cry. It's a cry saying, wait a minute, don't be from your pious state of non-physical. Come around here and telling us how it really is. We've been to Tehran and we know. Well, we have as well. We understand. We understand that most of the time, why would they have to take, it's interesting, they have to take the American language to make their signs in where CNN goes through to take the select pictures. Why should they have to learn your language to get their message across of what you want them to do for them in their country that they're not powerful enough to do for themselves?
Well, maybe because they're hoping that if they do what they're doing, we won't come in and crush it again. You know, and undermine them. And I'm afraid that's what our government is doing about showing them enough support, because somebody wants to bomb Iran. Somebody wants to, you know, because if the people take care of it themselves, that could be something that could really transform the Middle East, don't you think? Don't you think what they're doing in Tehran could have great effects on them? No?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You already answered that, didn't you? Okay.
We love contrast. Contrast is wonderful. You just can't get there from there.
Okay, very good.
Ion, tell them how the next war is in Pakistan.
Okay. they moved all the weapons of mass destruction to Pakistan. Okay, there you go. That's a little easier. So now Pakistan's the next problem. And then Uzbekistan's going to be a problem. And then those Romanians. Oh, watch out for them Romanians. They come from Yugoslavia. Those Yugoslavs are rough. Now, you know, Vlad the Impaler came from there. Uh-oh. That was the beginning of vampires. That's the problem. That's it. Line them all up. We will kill them all. And you know what? I understand Adolf Hitler's mother came from that area, too. And she was German, but yet she came from there. There's miscegenation going on. We need to get some of this straightened out. We need to have this Aryan world straightened out so we'll control it, and we'll tell you how to look, be, act, create. We'll let you know what's appropriate and what's not.